military veterans, and active duty service members. You could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
If you could decipher or translate any animal's words, what would they be? Which was a Disney character that understood all animals? How come I can't remember right now?
Is that the Jungle Book?
Was that the Jungle Book? Or anyway, while I'm Googling that. So there are scientists in Japan right now that say that AI can understand what different chicken clucks mean. Able to translate chickens with 80% accuracy, they're saying.
Wow, that's wild. On the other hand, I mean, I have heard that chickens are not the brightest in the bunch, right? The bird brain thing is real. So how many words does that really mean? By the way, the character you're looking for is Dr. Doolittle, I believe.
Oh, right. That's it. That's what I was thinking of.
Right. To be able to talk with the animals would be incredible. I wonder if me and my dog would be as close friends as I think we are.
Imagine you are able to now understand everything that your dog is saying. And you realize that you don't like your dog.
or he doesn't like me.
Right. They have a terrible personality. They are not somebody you would hang out with in real life. And all these years later, you're like, I don't want this person living with me anymore, this animal.
I mean, that's a lot of people's families, to be fair, right? It's the friends that you can't choose. So I guess it would be eye-opening, that's for sure.
So now the scientists are saying it's not specific words, of course, because, like, I guess, I don't know, we're not there yet. Give it 4 more years, AI.
Okay.
But it's emotional states. So they can understand by the cluck if a chicken is hungry or if it's afraid or if it's excited, which in a lot of ways doesn't surprise me, because if you're a mom, you remember, like, when your baby would cry, you kind of learned what the different cries meant. So essentially this is the same thing. Like, you can tell when your baby's hungry or scared or whatever, you know.
How much is the difference really between hungry, afraid, excited?
You want,
right?
To hear, you want to hear,
if you're a chicken?
Okay,
go.
If you're hungry, it's like this.
Okay.
Scared?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Excited?
Yeah. That's not even the same animal, I don't think. Okay, right.
Now, I'm not sure because I'm not a Japanese scientist. But...
Right, but, well, that much is clear.
Right. Do you think that people still flash each other to warn that their police officer's up ahead in a possible speed trap?
You know, this actually happened to me a few days ago. I was on the road and somebody was flashing their lights like crazy, flashing them like crazy. And honestly, I didn't know what they were doing. I didn't know what they were talking about, what was going on. Turned out it was a police officer up over the hill. But you know what? The cop wasn't even on my side of the highway. So thanks for nothing, really. Like, it's none of my business what's going on over there. Frankly, if you're doing 100 miles per hour coming from the other direction, I hope you get a ticket.
Yeah. Okay. So same thing happened to me last night. I was driving and the car coming in the opposite direction started flashing their lights at me. And I immediately panicked because it's like, you know, whenever something out of the normal happens.
Yeah.
So first thing I do, check to make sure that my lights are on, right?
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, and then they're on because they're automatic and they're always on. Anna, you know that. I don't understand why all of a sudden now you're starting pushing knobs. Like,
one,
like,
of the best advances for cars, by the way, is the automatic lights. It really is.
And then I'm like, wait a minute. No, this is the telltale sign that there is a police officer up ahead in a speed trap. So now I crawl to a 22 miles per hour in a 35 zone, which also probably not the smartest idea in the world.
I mean, it's a way to make yourself obvious.
Well,
right?
I got pulled over, what was it, a month ago? It was a while ago.
Yeah.
I got pulled over. It was the first time I'd gotten pulled over in so many years. And they let me off with a warning. And I was like, I'm not messing around. Because when they
Anna's so proud of that.
I'm so proud.
Because you kind of charmed him, you felt, this time.
No.
Usually your telltale move has been a sob.
So back in the day when I was younger, I would cry.
Yeah.
Now, in my defense, I wasn't doing it out of, like...
You were doing out of spite?
I was just crying. I don't know. I would just cry.
It wasn't the move. It was just, you know, an emotional reaction.
Yeah, because you get, like, scared. I don't know.
Right. But this past time you got pulled over.
Right. I didn't charm the guy. I was just my normal idiot, awkward self. I was like,
you
I'm sorry.
Dumb.
I did. Well, I, no.
Yeah.
I did not play dumb. I was dumb. So I didn't know what my registration looked like. I didn't know where my insurance card was.
Yes.
I had to he had to help me in my glove compartment to find everything.
Oh, and the trooper was very helpful. Instead of dragging you out.
he went through my glove compartment and helped me find everything. He was very handsome, too. Very, very handsome.
I mean, it sounds to me like you had a bit of a charmed moment. Anyway, so this time somebody's flashing at you.
So now, and I'm like, I can't get pulled over again because they're going to see that I got a warning. I actually don't know if they keep that on file, but in my mind, I'm
maybe.
Like, they probably know. I got a warning last time. If I get pulled over, they're going to give me a ticket. So I slow down too slow,
yeah.
And there's nothing there. And then I get paranoid because I can't remember if that means, you know, the gang initiation.
Yes. So, share with people.
So if you're not familiar with the gang initiation, how it used to be in the 90s was that if somebody flashed their lights at you when they did not have their lights on, that was part of a gang initiation. Then if they would follow you, and then they would hurt you.
Yeah, Anna lived this. This is not an urban myth, by the way. Anna knows all of this to be true.
I mean, I know it to be true because everybody talked about it. It never actually happened. I never got followed by the people.
You know what I do when somebody's flashing their lights like crazy coming from the other direction?
What?
Nothing. It's exactly. I just keep driving.
Well, just be sure it's not part of a gang. We gotta, just yeah. You know what? That's the smart thing to do. Just keep driving.
Just keep driving
safely.
That's
yes.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 The things that irk you. You see somebody do something or say something or post something, and even though you're not supposed to judge them, you do. Because it drives you crazy, and that's all you need to know about them. 1-800-330-9999.
Paige. And if you're the office tattletale, that's all I need to know about you. I actually had a coworker complain to my boss because she didn't think that I was answering emails quickly enough.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's actually our boss, so that would be a problem for us, right?
Full disclosure, we had a meeting, I don't know, last week maybe, and he said that every single email he ever sends needs to have an acknowledgement that it was received. So we constantly now have to write back. And he sends so many emails. He loves to send emails. And we have to respond, okay, got it. Sometimes I just want to send a random letter, J, just so I don't even know. How many times can you write okay back to an email?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think every office has a tattletale? I'm trying to think. There's certain people that I don't trust to tell privileged information to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? That's a weird thing, being the office tattletale.
Listen, you make observations, right? And whether it's true in all circumstances or not, you have to base your decisions around that percentage.
Yeah.
You don't live with these people and the way the environment is now at work. I say nothing. Protect yourself. There's always a little gamemanship in most offices, right? Not so much here at all, but other places, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
I couldn't tell Raven things for years.
But that is not true.
You would go back and you would bring him up in a group setting. I'd be like, what?
It's ridiculous.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I would say maybe the first 6 months.
Mm-hmm. I learned early on.
Wow.
Morgan, that's all I need to know about you.
If you allow your children to swear, that's all I need to know about you.
It's an interesting thing because how old when you start letting them? Because I've realized that my 14-year-old, almost 15-year-old, has started trying to sneak it into conversations.
Yeah.
I would say the PG-13 swears.
Right. So, I mean, a lot of that depends on that, right?
Yeah.
Here's the thing for me. Tact and situational awareness.
Mm.
If you're the kid who's trying to show off with it, I don't care what your age is, I'm going to be having a conversation with you. And we are going to be dialing that back. My son is 26, and if he talks like that in front of the wrong people, we'll have a conversation. It's not like I have to scold him.
Mm.
He'll just know that I do not approve. And he has a filter.
I still don't swear in front of my mom. You know,
well, I mean, cause
it's a respect thing.
If I'm swearing in front of my mom, my wife will tell me, hey, yeah, I'm with you. It's not tactful usually.
Ben, that's all I need to know about you.
If you're obsessed with celebrities, that's all I need to know about you. Get a life.
What if they're wicked, 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 wicked hot?
That's even weirder. Now it's creepy. Not even get a life. It's like, oh my gosh, get a restraining order.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Honestly, sometimes I go on there to peep just what people are doing. And most of the people that I'm going to check on, something that I've read that they've done something terrible.
Oh. Yeah. It's a funny thing, fandom, because it's one thing to be a fan. And then it's one thing when your whole life revolves around that person.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a little bit more strange. Did you ever do that thing where you accidentally email the wrong person? You select the wrong name from the list when it pops up, or you accidentally text the wrong person.
Oh my gosh.
And when you realize it, it's the most mortifying moment of your life, and you don't know what to do. And you don't know how you, like, all of a sudden you want to just hit delete, but there's no delete. It's set. It's too late.
Right.
It's gone.
It's gone. I mean, if you're not catching it in the first 15 seconds where it's like, undo.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's not a real thing. It's going to happen. I did that. I can't tell my husband or my older daughter because I don't want to deal with the ridicule, and I'm going to have to tell them today because after this airs, they're going to know.
Yeah.
So we actually talked about it earlier in the week, but every week, Raven and I send weekly journals to our bosses, and this is behind the scenes kind of nonsense right here, but every Sunday night, we write every single thing we did that weekend.
Yeah.
And that's how we come up with show ideas, things to talk about, things that are happening in our lives, right?
It should be important to note here that this is not like documentary style. Like, there's a whole lot of obviously commentary in that. And there could be some jokes built in, some embellishments or whatever. It's a little bit over the top. So it's trusted within a private group.
Right.
Because of that.
Yeah. There's only four of us on this email. Like, and we've all known each other for so long. There's no filter. So if something terrible happens or we're complaining about something, like, imagine like you're talking to your best friends.
Yes.
And you're writing it in a journal form.
Right.
I take that email and I send it to the normal people, which includes our producers. And we have producer John, except I don't send it to Jonathan Kamal.
Not this time anyways.
I don't even realize that I do it because I'm so tired and I'm writing it at like 10 o'clock on a Sunday night. And I don't realize it till the next day when our boss writes us back and goes, you realize that that's not John.
Right.
And I look at the email chain and I realize that I sent it to my freshman daughter in high school's guidance counselor.
Brand new school. Like third day of school.
Never met him.
Wow.
Never, ever met this person except for setting up the apps online and getting the passwords.
I thought you had to go down there and present like a fruit basket, make a joke about it. Certainly, you know, make some personal contact. You fired off a message and now you've gotten a reply.
So,
what happened?
So once I realized it, Raven and I discussed it. I was like, I have to acknowledge that I sent this completely inappropriate email.
Agreed.
To this person.
Yeah, fair.
So I wrote, and this is what I wrote. I was like, I got to keep it really short and simple. I wrote, I'm so sorry. I accidentally sent you a work email. My coworker is also Jonathan. Oops. Sorry about that. There's insight you didn't need. Ha ha. And then I signed it, Anna.
Right. So you keep it light and you explain it, but, you know, you're hoping for a smiley face or something like that back, right?
Now, these people don't know me. Like, they don't know what I do for a living.
Haven't met you.
Like, who just sends journals out to people like a crazy person?
It's so weird at 11 o'clock on a Sunday.
Right?
It seems so strange.
So he doesn't respond for like 2 days.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's like,
they've talked about it in the break room if it's been 2 days.
Well, here's what I keep thinking. I go, maybe the email went to spam because it came from, I don't know.
Nope.
So he finally writes back and all he writes is, no worries, message deleted. And all I kept thinking was, but did you read it?
Yeah.
Did you please tell me you didn't read it? But like, I have to just let it go. I have to let it go, right?
I feel like it was on display in the break room for at least those 2 days.
Like,
I really do.
Do you think that they read it? No worries, message deleted. It didn't say I didn't read it.
Right.
It just said message deleted. I wish they would have embellished a little bit. Maybe a joke. Maybe something. Maybe you're not the world's worst mother. I don't know. Something would have been nice.
Where's the fun in that? He's just leaving you out there.
Oh.
I love it.
If your good friend is getting married and you're not invited to the wedding, do you still send a gift?
I guess it would depend on the circumstances at that point, right? I mean, how good of a friend are you if you're not invited?
Well, okay, so here's what happened. And Raven, producer John, producer Sean, you tell me if you would have sent a gift or not and what you would have sent, okay? So one of my very good friends has been engaged for years and she got engaged during the pandemic and we've been talking about the marriage. This is the second marriage for both of them. And she came to my house about a month ago and she said, I have to tell you something. And I said, okay. And she said, we're going to elope. And I was like, awesome. Like, you know, like,
sounds fun.
Yeah, that's what you want to do. That's what you want to do. Yeah.
Meet you in Vegas.
Yeah. So they're going to, it happened this past weekend. They went to a vacation spot that they go to every single year.
Uh-huh.
They had his children with them and they had a beautiful beach ceremony. And they sent out a notification card to all their friends and family saying, we're eloping. You know, even though you won't be there in person, we just want you to know that you're always in our thoughts on our special day. Okay.
So they were preemptive on it. They were saying we are eloping, because a lot of times it used to be we eloped.
Yeah.
Right? Like it was past tense.
Yeah.
So I, you know, this is my first time a friend of mine has ever eloped or done anything like this. And she's a good friend of mine.
Sure.
So I was like, okay. So I didn't know what to do. I'm like, she doesn't need a vase. Like, she doesn't need a picture frame. She doesn't need, like,
nobody needs those things.
Nobody, but you know.
Like, sure, it's a fair point.
But for the first wedding, so many people get them. All that aside, I go, they didn't, like, I'm going to send money.
Sure.
So I Venmo'd $100. And I don't know. I was like, are you supposed to, like, Venmo gift? Because I mentioned it to another one of my friends. And she's like, you can't Venmo a wedding gift. And I was like, what do you mean? I Venmo her. We Venmo each other all the time. What is the difference?
Well, so my first question is there like any kind, are they doing a party when they get back? Are
nope.
they doing like,
that was no. my question too.
No.
Yeah. No.
So this is what's so explain. All right. So this is right. So they send out this thing, this, hey, we just eloped.
We're eloping.
We're eloping.
Right. Now they did.
And they now expect you to give gifts.
Well,
but
I mean,
they're not providing a ceremony, a party, an open bar, and anything like that. They don't even have to worry about an invite count. They can just send this to whoever.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like, you know, they tagged you with their Venmo account at the bottom of it. There was no like, hey, we're registered at this, right?
Of course. There was no, I mean, there was certainly no indication on the thing. Like,
and,
you should
and are
send
you
going
to receive a video or a photo or something like that when they get back?
Well, they already posted all the pictures online. She texted it
to me.
There's
your value?
No, this is nonsense. This is a scam. This is how you get out of having to have a
scam.
Cap. This is how you get out of having to have a cap of people at your wedding. Think about it. I had to, when I got married, we wanted to invite so many people that we couldn't invite. Now, all of a sudden, you don't have that problem.
But when you decide on whoever your second wife will be,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Now,
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, will you have a ceremony or would you do something like this where it's personal, it's meaningful just to them, and would you expect gifts?
I mean, for my second wife, probably, yes, yeah, ceremony. For my third wife, though, I think I'm just going to alone. Yeah. I got to tell you.
I mean, if I send you something in Venmo, by the way, it's not like you're going to reject it, too. That's what I would say. It's like, I mean, typically I would say, listen, put together a card or whatever, but if you're expressing the fact that you feel like you were a little bit left out or you didn't get anything for it.
All right. Well, your friends are eloping. You get a card in the mail.
Mm.
Do you send a gift? Raven?
I say yes. If I get a card in the mail, I say yes.
John?
No party, no gift. You have to give me booze first.
And Sean?
Send them an IOU and hope they forget about it.
Okay. You know what?
In what world?
If your good friend was getting married, but you were not invited, one, would you still send a gift? And two, is it weird if it's a Venmo?
Mm.
One of my very good friends, second marriage, and she sent out an elopement thing. She let me know earlier. She came to my house to tell me that her and her fiance were going to get married in a couple weeks, and they were going to do it while they were on vacation with the kids. And all right, so what did I do? I Venmo'd $100. I thought that was a good gift. And then people were looking at me like, what do you mean you Venmo'd? And I'm like, well, I don't, what was I supposed to do?
Well, I think it's thoughtful that you sent the gift, and $100 feels like a good number, especially when there's no party coming after, right? There's not going to be any reception when they get back. Plus, they've been together a long time. It's generous. It's nice. The Venmo, a little impersonal. I mean, he's not even attached unless they got one of them joint Venmos, which is a little bit weird.
They don't.
Yeah.
So that
feels a little impersonal. I would have sent a card, but you know, hey.
So five calls says it all. Would you send a gift if your friends were getting eloped and there was no party? And two, is it weird to be Venmo'd? 1-800-330-9999. Maria?
I would send a gift, but not Venmo.
Not Venmo.
Yeah, see, I like the idea of a card, right? A little handwritten note.
Yeah, correct. Or even, you know, like, just send it in, you know, with a gift card. I would have put the $100 probably better in a card than just Venmo. That looks just like, whatever. You got married, okay.
It goes right into your bank account.
I do love
so convenient.
Venmo. It works great for lunch, coffee,
I do too.
Drinks,
I do too.
Right.
But this is like a little high, you know, different occasion. So I wouldn't do a Venmo.
Anne Marie, five calls says it all. Do you send a gift if your friends are eloping? And is it weird to send a Venmo?
Yes, weird to send a Venmo. When they came back, I would have said, let's get together and we'll take you out to dinner.
Yeah, okay, what if they don't want to go to dinner with you, though, right? Like, what if you know that your schedule and their schedule just never works out? You're not going to see
that
for 6-7 months.
Then they're out of luck. If they're not going to have a little party or something when they come back, then, oh, well, then no. I would. You're very nice to send the money via Venmo, but I wouldn't have done that.
Annie, five calls says it all. If your friends are eloping, you're not invited, do you send a gift, and is it weird to send a Venmo?
I don't think it's weird to send a Venmo. I think that was very sweet of you to do. The only time I would send a gift is if, like, they were doing it, if they were they weren't established yet and they needed like help to get a leg up to kind of start a life together. But second marriage kind of thing, for fun, I wouldn't.
So if they're destitute, send money. And if not, forget it.
Right. Got it.
Like, I want you guys to survive, but you guys seem to be eating. So you know what? That's it. I'm going to keep my money. I understand.
Jennifer, what do you think? Five Call says it all. Would you send a gift if you're not invited to the wedding? They're eloping. And is it weird if it's a Venmo?
No, I absolutely agree with you. You should definitely send a gift. And if you Venmo it, that's even better. You have to be up with technology.
I agree.
Quick and easy.
1 to 3 business days right into your account. Alexandra, what do you think? Five Call says it all. You're the last caller. Is it weird to send a gift to somebody getting eloped? And is it even stranger if it's a Venmo?
No, it's not. If it's a good friend, you are just showing that you're happy for them. So I think you should definitely send them a gift. I just recently got married and I had like this little thing that had my Venmo ID and everybody, I had a bunch of people Venmo me instead of giving me money in a card.
And was it more convenient for you?
100%.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Alexandra. Raven, here's what it comes down to, because you're going to love this. 4 people said you have to give a gift. 2 said Venmo is tacky, and 2 said Venmo is okay. So we have no solution here whatsoever.
Perfect. And the show goes on.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
Hi.
How was girls' weekend?
Girls' weekend was amazing. I mean, literally the best one we've ever had so far.
Oh, that's so fun. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, it was great.
She came back and she actually said, she's like, I'm not going to change a thing from now on. That is the most relaxed, the most laughs, the most smiles of any one of these trips before. So good
times.
That's
so good.
You know, when you get the group right, like there's no tension, there's no arguments, there's no nothing. Like everybody was on the same page. We all wanted to do the same things. It was perfect.
That's great. I'm so glad to hear that. I saw some pictures of you online. You looked really happy. So good stuff.
Well, those were the only appropriate photos that I, you know, there's a lot of videos that nobody can ever see. They're in the vault.
Good. So how was like the house when you got back? Did Raven do all the things he said he was going to do? Did he put together the IKEA dresser?
That's all he did was put together the dresser. He says he vacuumed, but the house is filthy. And Anna, I swear to God, nobody missed me. I was gone for 3 days and it's like, oh, he carried my stuff out of the car. And he thinks that was missing me because he got my stuff out of the car. And then it was like, okay, hey, you're back. We're just going to ignore you again. So cool.
You know, I mean, you're taking most of this out on me. Like at first she was annoyed with the dogs. You know, they're, of course, very excited when she pulls up and when she gets out, when she gets in the house. And then after, you know, 30 minutes, a couple hours of following around, I mean, one of them kept his eyes on her the entire time. Then she's like, okay, nobody wants to sit with me. And I mean, she's, to be fair, she's got this spot on the couch. Nobody can sit with her. I mean, if I was the size of a dog, I could. And I vacuumed that house, maybe the best I've ever vacuumed that house. Let me tell you, I spent quite a bit of time cleaning the house. But you know what? I mean, I know how it is. You come back and you feel like there should have been a parade and there's not. And then you're bummed by it.
Both of those are lies. Nobody missed me. And the house was not clean. The house is still dirty. So he may have vacuumed, but the shower's still dirty. Like, everything's still dirty.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to have to clean the house. Yeah. I mean, you know I'm right. You didn't clean the house.
I seriously vacuumed that couch better than it's ever been vacuumed. Better
vacuuming
than ever.
Is not cleaning the house. That is vacuuming.
He just took it upon himself to just like, he was like, I'm going to marry this vacuum cleaner.
I mean, I crushed it. I literally crushed it. I believe I remarked to myself while I was doing it, wow, you are doing an incredible job several times throughout the day. I'm definitely dismayed to hear this. It doesn't make me happy at all.
It's so funny.
I don't know how a dresser in a room nobody uses trumped cleaning the rest of the house that we use every day.
Hasn't that dresser that been dresser. Sitting in IKEA boxes for 6 months at this point?
Correct.
It's the guest room / my son's room that nobody ever uses. So
no,
I don't understand why.
My mom used it that night to watch the
for
dogs.
One night. Did she bring a suitcase full of clothes to put in that dresser for the one night that she was here?
The boxes were on top of the bed. If I didn't
all
make
right.
the dresser.
They were not. You're so, oh, gosh.
All right.
I don't think we should start an argument about this. And Raven, you know better because it only messes up your grades. Otherwise, how's Raven been behaving as a husband?
That's how he's been behaving, Anna. Just right there, that mouth.
No, oh, that mouth. That mouth. It's always getting him in trouble.
Well, don't worry. It's closed now.
Yeah. So what kind of grade would you like to give him for the week?
Just getting a D, Anna.
Oh, look, are you happy? A big fat D for dresser.
Well, I'm going to remember it this weekend when we're at the fair. And she tells me she wants something. I'm going to remember that.
Oh, good. You can make up for it. And maybe you'll get an A next week.
See? Something hopeful to look forward to.
Yeah.
A for apple crisp.
Nice. See?
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
What'd you do this week to earn your margarita? 1-800-330-9999. As always, it doesn't matter if you're a mom or you're a dad or if your kids are human or you're just in charge of other people at work or students. Whatever it is, we get it. It's not easy to be in charge. Oh, Raven. Mm. It was an interesting week because Dakota, she'll be 5 in a couple months, my little one. She decided that she wanted a job.
What do you want to do, Dakota?
I want a job.
You want a job? A J-O-B? What do you want to do?
I want to get dressed myself.
You want to get dressed yourself? That's
wow.
The job?
Yeah.
How much does that job pay?
Nothing. It doesn't pay anything. It's just a morning thing.
Oh, it's just a morning thing?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah, you could totally get dressed yourself and not make any money. But I don't think that's a job. I think that's just called part of life, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not ready for some other things beyond that right now, but it's amazing, though, how she's putting together sentences now. Huh?
I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I can really hear it.
Since she started kindergarten earlier, you know, this month, it's starting to pick up fast, and it's like she's not my baby anymore. She's kind of really turning into a kid, not
turning
a toddler.
Into a person.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
So now when she gets dressed in the morning, it takes like an hour and a half. Like, we had to get her, start getting her up early because she's got to dress herself. And you just got to sit there and watch
painfully. Right, you can't help. She's like, doing it on her
own. Thumb backwards. Thumb backwards, baby. No. The socks, not on your hands, on your feet.
It's funny when a kid is doing something, too. Like, they won't stop to they won't adjust the plan.
No.
You know what I mean? Like you said, it's on backwards. You're telling them that, and they're putting those pants on for 15 minutes. I love it.
I could have 6 margaritas while she gets dressed
right.
In the morning. All right, Dana, what did you do this week during your margarita?
I am super proud of myself. I lowered not only my cable bill, but I lowered my cell phone bill this week. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Wow.
How many hours on hold did you have to sit to make that happen?
Seriously, good question.
Yes. That is exactly why I earned my margarita. It was a total throughout the week. It wasn't one day. It
right.
was back and forth. So altogether, we're talking maybe 8-9 hours on the phone.
I believe you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe you. I've seen that. I've witnessed this. I mean, it's 2 hours with the cell phone company.
Yeah.
Every time. And it doesn't matter if you go in or if you're on the phone to actually straighten out your billing and all that. It's 2 hours every time.
My best friend Danielle had to call the her cell phone provider because the kids' cell phones.
Yeah.
For some reason, her name would pop up on their caller ID, like when they called people.
Well, because she's the primary.
Because she's
right.
the primary person. So she wanted to change that so that it wouldn't have any name. She was on the phone for 2.5 hours to make that happen. 2.5 hours. I thought I was going to lose her. I thought that was going to be the end of her life. I didn't think she was going to be able to survive it.
When we switched to this provider, they gave us a great deal, right? The phones, everything included. It took 9.5 months to straighten out our billing. 9.5 months. Every month, it was like 4 hours. I told them, I was like, listen, the phones are great. The deal is cool. But I'm seriously thinking about suing somebody. I was like, because this is just out of hand. This should not be legal. Wow. Both your cell phone and your cable. Good job.
Do you think that they do this on purpose because you get so frustrated?
You'll give up.
That you give up. Because I feel like there's been so many instances in my life where I have fought so hard for things that I just give up. But I'm like, all right.
Exactly.
With $40, sure. Just keep it at this point. It's been days. Like, I can't do this anymore.
I think there's something to that.
Dana, I give you so much credit and you have deserved your margarita. You enjoy it.
Thank you.
Dana, my cable company doesn't even pick up the phone anymore. Mm-hmm. They just let you talk to robots. That's it. Wow. You're a hero. I got to be honest.
One couple.
It makes me furious. I don't get it.
This is what she wants to do.
One problem.
My daughter wants to do a spa weekend for her 16th birthday.
And I'm being deprived of going there because I'm a guy?
You decide the outcome.
All right, Gabby, you got to be happy to hear that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can have a family dinner when we get back in town.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day, a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Julia and Marty. Okay, Julia, how old is your daughter?
She's a sophomore in college right now. She just started her sophomore year.
So what's going on?
Well, you know, college is expensive, as we all know. now that she's in her second year and we realize everything that it entails with her social life and everything, it's a lot. And it's putting a strain on my husband and I. So we're trying to look for alternative ideas for how we could generate a little more income. So my husband has this idea that we should start a GoFundMe. And I think, quite honestly, I think it's embarrassing. I think it's inappropriate. And it's a pass for me. It's a hard pass.
Marty, a GoFundMe for your daughter to go to college?
Yeah, explain a little bit about what your thoughts are.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this actually makes a ton of sense. I mean, think about it. Like, our daughter is probably going to graduate from college with, what, like $300,000 of debt? I mean, it's absolutely going to ruin her life. It's going to saddle her and make it difficult for her right from the beginning. And so, look, you know, we are lucky enough to have a support system. There's a lot of people who love her, who love us, who want to support us. Why not set this up? Say to our friends and family, like, you know, we know how much you care about us, and this would be a great way to help our daughter and chip in. And, you know, you don't have to give a lot, but you have a community giving a little bit here and there. I mean, it's going to make a huge difference in her life.
Whoa.
Yeah, you know, I have to say, like, this is, I feel like this is more and more now with everything. Maybe it's a brilliant idea, and you're just a couple days late, or maybe you're still in front of this. Or maybe it's a terrible
idea. I don't agree. No, I'm sorry, but I think that GoFundMes are for people who are either in a really bad place with like an illness, even with a pet who's been injured or a rescue who's been injured and they need help with that. But this is not for a college. I mean, it's a privilege that she can go to college at all. And it is on us to be able to help her or possibly take out a loan. But to go to friends and family is just, I can't do it.
I just feel like GoFundMe lately is, I mean, everybody's doing it for everything. Not to say that I don't agree with you. Like, I feel like everybody's doing one for everything now.
But I'd be mortified. I'm with her. I'm with you, Julia.
Yeah.
I would be really embarrassed to, like, send that out to my family. I mean, it's one thing if, like, it's my parents and I'm like, Mommy, Daddy, do you want to help your granddaughter?
Right.
It's another thing, like, to send it to my aunts and my uncles and my cousins.
And how much do you raise with that, right?
I mean,
people are throwing in $50, $100. You got to say to yourself, what is worth your exposure on this? Like, it's not like you're raising $20,000.
I believe with some of these, if you don't reach a certain amount, you don't even get the money. So then you've gone through the mortifying process of asking. And I think some of them are set up so you don't get the money unless you get the amount that you've been asking for.
On the flip
that
side,
like a loan shark or eBay. But
college is expensive, though. So even if it is $1,000, like $1,000 can feed a college kid for months in theory. Setting up a GoFundMe for your child at college, good idea or bad? What do you think?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Julia and Marty have a daughter who just started her sophomore year of college. And as you probably know, college ain't cheap.
Yeah.
It is a lot of money.
Sure.
And she's, you know, the bills are stacking up. She has no money to go out and do anything. So Marty says, let's set up a GoFundMe for her. You know, like, everybody in our family would love to help her out, and then everybody can contribute a little bit of cash, and hopefully it'll offset some of these costs.
Yeah, Julia thinks that's a terrible idea. She's like, it's our responsibility. We send her to college, and it's up to us to make sure that we fill in the stopgaps to go ahead and pay for this. She thinks it'll just be mortifying. It'll be embarrassing. You know, I have to say, there is a lot of point to the fact of, when we plan for something, it seems like nowadays somebody wants to do GoFundMe for everything, mm-hmm. right? Whether it's, you know, their vacation they want to take or their wedding that they want to do or whatever it may be. And the simple fact is that you make plans based on what your financial ability is. And that's the way that it should be. That's the way it always was. Why is it different nowadays?
Well, because everything's more expensive. And if you have a third cousin who has tons of money, maybe they do want to help.
I mean, isn't everything more expensive for everybody?
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Joseph.
Totally on Julia's side. My son started college this semester as a freshman, and college is expensive. And even with the loans that he's taking out, he will be taking out a personal loan as well that we will co-sign. And we're even looking for a second job to help defray some of the cost. I think doing a GoFundMe is tacky, and it's not their responsibility. It's the parents' responsibility and the child's responsibility to go to college. It's not anybody else's responsibility.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Would you be embarrassed to set up a GoFundMe for your child's college education? Because Julia and Marty have a daughter who just started her sophomore year. And it's a lot of money. College is a lot of money. Everybody
sure.
knows that.
Yeah.
But in addition to that, she's like struggling to have money for during the week stuff, like regular kid stuff going at school. So Marty decided, why don't we set up a GoFundMe? Like all the cousins and the aunts and the uncles, everybody's going to want to contribute, help her out, give her some money.
I mean, wouldn't some people say, listen, that's what Christmas or your birthday is for or whatever? I mean, I don't know. Everybody, if you have children in school, we all understand, again, that it's expensive. I think people, even without kids in school, understand that college is expensive again. But, you know, do we feel the obligation to pay for somebody else's, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because what happens if at some point you have a real dire emergency?
Well,
and you need to ask people for help at that point.
Julia thinks it's embarrassing. And she thinks it's embarrassing to ask family members yeah. for money for this. But what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Nancy.
God, you know, I'm going to tell you something. We had to take some loans to finish out our kids' college years. We did it. We're still paying them. I think it's our responsibility. I think it's okay to enlist the assistance, maybe privately of parents or things like that. But I don't want to sound insensitive, but their lack of planning should not be somebody else's emergency. They really, you know, need to either figure out the daughter's got to kick in more or they privately enlist. GoFundMe is so tacky for so many reasons, and this is one of them.
Hey, Claudia, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
Well, I definitely on the wife's side. I think it's embarrassing, especially if you have a job that can provide for your daughter. And, you know, they say something. He said, you know, we want to have enough to provide for her social life. Are you serious? You're going to do a GoFundMe for that? There's so much more things that we can do a GoFundMe. But everybody has bills. Everybody got wants to go to college. What makes them special to go do a GoFundMe?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I am on the mom's side. I work with financial aid, and I also know a little bit about GoFundMe. That resource is meant expressly for things out of our control, very dire situations in a person's life. Now, college is optional, and there are many resources that parents can look to for support to pay for their child's education. So I think it is very wrong for the dad to be taking advantage of the situation there.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Julia, our audience agreed with you today. It's embarrassing and you shouldn't do it. I'm sorry, Marty.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I feel pretty strongly about it.
Marty, I get it. When you're watching everything go out and nothing's coming in, it can be a little bit terrifying. But, you know, on the other hand, even with a private GoFundMe, like, these things have a way of getting out. So, you know, I'm not sure it would be worth it.
I mean, I don't know. They don't have to experience what she'll have to experience. So I think that's a very short-sighted decision.
Well, right. But neither would you, as you'll not be the one in college that the post is about. I don't know. You didn't have the vote. Sorry, man.
Yeah. All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email. CouplesCore@annaandRaven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $200. Hey, Stephanie, you ready to play today?
I am. I'm here with my son, Thomas.
All right, guys. Let's do this. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck, you two.
All right. So Raven's walking out of here. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio and that door closes. All right. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Stephanie and Thomas, are you two ready to play?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Number one, Kraft Singles got recalled because some people were eating the plastic wrapping. What kind of cheese has holes in it?
Swiss.
Number two, a survey found that Freddy Krueger is America's favorite horror villain. He debuted in what 1984 movie?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Number three, singer Billy Corgan got married to longtime girlfriend Chloe Mandel earlier this month. Billy Corgan is the frontman for what band?
I don't know.
Okay. Number four, Hallmark unveiled its countdown to Christmas schedule for 2023, and it's all starting on October 20th. How many days are there in the month of December?
31.
And number five, Gordon Ramsay is developing a sandwich-making competition show for Fox called Idiot Sandwich. One of his signature dishes includes a filet, puff pastry, and mushrooms. What's it called?
Oh my God, I know this. God, I know what it is.
But that's time.
Shoot. Okay.
Sorry.
Yo.
3 out of 5 for Stephanie and Thomas.
Not great, not terrible. Let's see how I do.
When you hear that last one, you're going to be so sad, Stephanie. All right, number one.
All right.
Kraft Singles got recalled because some people were eating the plastic wrapping.
I mean, seriously, people.
What kind of cheese has holes in it?
Swiss.
That's right. Number two, a survey found that Freddy Krueger is America's favorite horror villain. He debuted in what 1984 movie?
A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes. Number three, singer Billy Corgan got married to longtime girlfriend Chloe Mandel earlier this month. Billy Corgan is the frontman for what band?
Smashing Pumpkins.
Correct, you guys are tied. Number four, Hallmark unveiled its countdown to Christmas schedule for 2023, and it's starting October 20th.
Wow.
How many days are there in the month of December?
31.
Correct. And number, I saw eggnog at the grocery store yesterday.
I'm here for it if it's the good kind. I don't want the regular kind.
No, we need to have a conversation about that because I don't know if eggnog belongs in September.
Yeah, I talked to a guy yesterday who said he was there for pumpkin spice in early August, so.
All right, number five, Gordon Ramsay is developing a sandwich-making competition for Fox called Idiot Sandwich. One of his signature dishes includes filet, puff pastry, and mushrooms. What's that called?
Oh, puff pastry and mushrooms. It's not the beef Wellington. I don't know.
It is the beef Wellington.
Oh, it's the beef Wellington. I'm so mad. I felt like I was tricked.
And for if, in case anybody cares, beef Wellington is my favorite food on earth.
Well, it's delicious.
Yes. All right. I'm sorry, Stephanie and Thomas. He beat you 4-3 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
This is Stephanie and Thomas, and we can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, you two. $300 come Monday, Anna.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.